Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, Comforters of Job in Times of Trouble. America, Shadows of Misdirection. Witness of Jesus and the Word of God. American Choice, Blessings or Cursings. And featured on warn-usa.com, Watch Therefore, Gospel Extinction War, Blasphemy and Faith of Jesus. Comfort My People, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 103. Prophetic End Time Shaking and Division. Discern Signs Amidst the Times. And don't miss these WIBR Warn Radio weekly shows on Wednesday's Advocacy, Shaking of Nations, Prophecy, Nigeria, Pakistan, Christian Persecution, Thursday's Battle Lines, Redeemed, Salvation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 210, and Friday's Sound the Shofar, The Word of the Lord Over All the Nations, Part 10. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amid the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. Check out The Rising. He who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. And the Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How goes the battle?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's a Wednesday night, March 27th, 2024. Boy, it's going fast. Next week, we're going to be in the second quarter of the year.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
It is.
A lot of things are going on. So we've got three quarters left in this year. And there's a lot of bad... what would I call it?
Polycrisis.
Yeah, that's what...
John D'Souza.
Yeah, but the original, it comes from... the WEF dude. Their theme this year is polycrisis. In other words, mini crisis, a polygon. If you're, you know, they're polygon. So they've got a polycrisis theme going on at the World Economic Forum. And, of course, George Soros' son now has taken place, so he's spending billions to overthrow America. Biden is incapable of closing the borders because somebody won't let him. I mean, it just goes on and on. The ineptness and, you know, I mean, it's just plain crooked. You know, and the judges that Trump has been coming before, these guys are just absolutely mind-numbingly corrupt.
Yes, they are.
And of course, we've still got Jack Smith to deal with. So it's a mess in this country as far as honesty. And people are just blinded. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. You know, we could spend a long time. But Father, we look to you today. This is an advocacy show for your persecuted church. And we pray, Lord God, for this show and for Tower and I to be able to give this show and be able to give out all the facts and the issues and what is going on. And we pray for protection and provision for all of those that we talk about. We pray, Lord, for many of them who are facing death, persecution. They need, some of them need to be self-employed because nobody will hire them. You know, there's just a lot of needs. And we pray, Father, also while we're praying for America's repentance and America revival. And while we're at it, we might as well make it known, Father, that we would like you, Lord, to anoint and put in Donald J. Trump to be the next president. And we pray, Father, for the border to be closed. And we pray all those who listen to this will be blessed. I pray that they will know the Lord, they'll be drawn close to him. We pray for your spirit to guide them and for your hand of protection over them. Set forth this upon all who listen to this show, that you would keep them from the evil that is in the world and deliver them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, do you remember last night when we were listening to that show?
Yes.
What was the name of that show you and I were listening to?
It was on Redacted, and the guest was John D'Souza.
Yeah. And he was talking about a lot of things. Now, see, you know, I've been writing for years. And even before we got on the mic professionally, I was writing. I've always written. And years ago, I wrote about the materializing of evil, and I've got part one and part two. And the materializing of evil, the light bearer is one, and materializing of evil, Orion's shadow. And I'm going to read some of the excerpts from these, but last night on the program when we were listening, John D'Souza described almost to the T what my term materializing of evil is. It is that aspect where an entity from the other side
in another dimension, in another realm, can materialize at will in our world. And many people think these are other beings from other world. These are demonic entities. And they materialize at will. And the reason they can do that is because of a little term of how evil this age is. The perilous times, the mystery of iniquity. There's a lot of things happening. And he described it to a T last night while talking on the show. And he talked about these dimensional characters that can materialize into this world almost. You see, I was told this term many, many years ago, that that's one of the things that would happen. And I began to write about it and tell people about it. So the materializing of evil brings to the forefront the light bearer, the age of Nibiru, the age of Horus, the new age, the next consciousness, no matter what you want to call it, it is here. That systematic revelation of a new light coming into man's inner consciousness. It is that light which is throwing off the old, outdated ideas and will bring man into his own level of godhood. We are in that age, the age I call the materializing of evil, the arrival of the light bearer. This is known to most Christians as the Antichrist and his kingdom that's coming. In the world today, there lays a thin layer, or thin thread, which emits light to all who see it. Believe me, those who search for it will indeed see the light. This light is a deceptive light. Now, I'm not talking about the light of Christ, which is totally in a different realm. But this light, see, for even Satan can appear as an angel of light. This light is a deceptive light. It's not the true light, not the brilliant light of truth, but a dimmed-down version which brings into its folds truths that are false, and false ideas which shine out as truth. Thus, the struggle of delusion, the materializing of evil, is taking place. It is that arena where the dark forces are in the power of the air and are physically able to materialize into our arena of consciousness. It is in the depth of the struggle we see the battle shaping up for the hearts and souls and minds of the people. Now, the other one I have is called the materializing of evil, Orion's shadow, birthing of the son of perdition. And these have in it also an aspect when we were doing shortwave radio and we were broadcasting into India and Africa and places like that. And there were respondents to our broadcast, the likes of which, I mean, it was astounding. Because one particular listener had read Materializing of Evil. Now, I got the second one when I wrote another portion. Orion, the constellation of the hunter, is probably one of the most common and well-viewable in the skies. During this time of the year, it hangs in the southeastern sky. From where I live, its influence, however, is far-reaching. For many, Orion represents a new time and era. If you are on the alien bandwagon, then you will know. Now, these aren't illegal aliens. These are entities from other worlds. You will know that certain of our visitors claim to come from Orion. Being not of that general myself, now I've investigated this, and I know the truth, I've discussed it a lot. I do not hold to this. Still others see the influence of the stars and the constellation itself as they could the astrologer's science to man. Now I'm going to skip down. Today man lives in the shadow of Orion. His quest for more knowledge is never ending. His thirst for more truth, as many call it, does not come to an end. In our searching for this truth, many have had encounters of their own. Encounters from the depths of space, and Orion in particular. These encounters have brought a new version of truth. Just check out the website and programs that propagate such beliefs. These beliefs come from actual experiences and testimonies of people. The stuff pouring out of these sites and programs have a brand all their own. It says this is the new era. A new era when alien contact is here. This is the new time when man can reach his zenith, his perfection. And so, this covers a lot of area. But you can read about these over on our website at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. The materializing of evil, the light bearer, and the materializing of evil, Orion's shadow, are both on our website at warn-usa.com and on danaglennsmith.com. So I urge you to check them out and understand what these things are. Now, there is a delusion, and it's going to be coming. And in the middle of this delusion is also Paul's warning in 2 Thessalonians 2. And all this ties in to Revelation 13 and Revelation 17 and 18, respectively. Now, you are listening to a WIBR Warren Radio website and ministry broadcast. This is our advocacy for the persecuted church. And we cover things that are very important here. And in the advocacy for the persecuted church, one of the things we do is feature one of our articles. Now, I have two of them here of the same thing, part one and part two. And so the Warren Radio Show that you're listening to is hosted by myself, known as The Watchman, Dana Smith, and Tower. We are an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. All scripture quoted is usually, almost all the time, the King James Version, unless it's noted otherwise. The work and ministry of the WIBR Warren Radio is about the testimony of Jesus Christ through the faith of Jesus Christ. By the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. So remember, the materializing of evil, the light bearer, and Orion's shadow. You can find them on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And don't forget, when you're done reading, you can always stop by our contact page and send us a comment. You can also comment on the articles, and you can follow us, you know, sign up for our email, our newsletters. And if you're on a WordPress site, it's really easy to come by our site and connect to us, because we connect with almost all of the other WordPress sites. We are an independent site. We're not on WordPress.com, but we're still connected to them. So, not in ministry type, but just in the fact we're using the same software, and which is WordPress. So, you know, Tower, just to take a minute here, I don't think people fully appreciate the delusion that's going to happen in these end of days.
I don't either, and I see a lot of people in my everyday work and that are deluded, that have given in to this lie.
Yeah, I could definitely talk about a few, you know, and the thing of it is that the materializing of evil was revealed to me, I would say probably a good 17 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was anywhere from the year 2000 to before Obama came on the scene. Because we started covering Obama 2006, 2007. And so, at any rate, that might give you a hint about some things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good series, because the guy brought out as well that a lot of the alien sightings you see are actually done by our own government. Now that is new for a lot of people to hear, but if you researched it, I've researched it, I've done a lot of shows on it in the past. I've interviewed L.A. Marzulli, I've interviewed Heiser, and a lot of other top names in biblical theology and everything else. And so this is not new to me, this arena. But I find it absolutely amazing that this phrase that was given to me and the explanation at the time, I've never seen anybody mention anything close to it. Now, he didn't say materializing of evil, but he did say a lot of things that were pointed to what materializing of evil is, and he did say materialize. And so this is interesting. So, and this guy worked for the government. And so what was his name again, Tower?
I believe it was John D'Souza.
Okay.
He'd been with the FBI for like 15 years. Isn't that what you said? 25 years, I mean.
Yeah, 25 years. So at any rate, he had a lot of interesting things. That was on Redacted. And so we listened to the show the other night with him on it, and it's a good thing we did.
He had a lot of interesting things to say.
Yeah. I don't really get a chance to listen to a lot of other radio shows. I don't do that. I do radio shows. I don't listen to them. Because I've got so much I'm doing. So, at any rate, we're ready to move on. And this one's on occupied Ukraine. And then, of course, as I say that, y'all know that in Russia, you know, they had an attack that killed quite a few people. And Putin came out and blamed the Ukraine and America, and I think there was one other one he blamed. And some of his deputies there, one of them, had said that it wasn't America. Matter of fact, he mentioned some of his own Russian forces along with some others that did it. So I don't know who did it. But Ukraine was right in that conversation, and today we talk about Ukraine. On February 15th, Friar Stefan Podolchak, now he belongs to the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. He's 59 years old. His body was bruised and beat up, and he had a bullet wound to the head. And, you know, this looks like somebody interrogated him when you think about it.
Yes.
You know, because they had shot him in the head, and then, of course, they roughed him up to get some more information out of him, maybe. Who knows? And so they called his wife to identify him. there was the occupation forces that seized him 2 days earlier, which I would gather that is Russia. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, it does mention Russia here. They tortured Friar Stefan to death, says the bishop. Now, this is all via Forum 18, and we cover Forum 18 stuff from time to time. They are in a part of the world that Forum 18 covers a lot of these things. So Forum 18 actually talked to Russian police what action they were going to take. And he says the police that was there said for a long time this community hasn't existed here and won't, the duty officer replied. Forget about it. So the community won't exist there.
So does that mean they didn't want to do anything?
It sounds to me like they don't want the community there.
Yeah, and they're not going to do anything about his death.
Yeah.
Finding his murderers.
And so they had kidnapped him, taken him away barefoot with a bag over his head, insisting he had to come in for questioning. So this is the official police, and yet he winds up dead. Boy, that tells you something about it. That is just absolutely ridiculous. So they, and his body showed signs of bruising. He had been in handcuffs and had a bullet wound to the head. Now, if that isn't, you know, thuggery, I don't know what is. Of course, that's the kind of stuff I'd expect from Russia. You know. So at any rate, you know, I feel for this and over there in Ukraine. But I do not support Joe Biden's endless supply of billions of dollars worth of money over to Ukraine. That is ridiculous. Especially when America is having a default and a money problem itself. And all the financial experts are warning of a crash, and not just America. There, the news came out that Canada faced a financial crisis this year, and they could go into a tailspin as well. So you've got America, Canada, who knows how many others, and there's a lot of other things on this that I could say, because we have some info that we got about a lot of this stuff going on, and you know, this stuff just doesn't happen, and that's what I said in earlier shows. When you saw all the factories, you know, you had the chickens that were burned, the big factories of chickens, and you had everything that was destroyed here and there.
And they were destroying the chickens because claiming they had bird flu.
Well, there's been several chicken places killed, but not because of, yeah, there was one with bird flu. But they've had a lot of other things happen.
And now they're saying there's bird flu found in cow's milk.
Yeah, so this stuff just doesn't happen. And so they're working on this. And so are you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Middle East women persecuted. This is part one of part two, of two parts. And this story comes to us via International Christian Concern, or persecution.org. Where religious and cultural tensions run high, Christian minorities face unique struggles in the heart of the Middle East. Amid these struggles, women bear the burden of being both believers and females in a region where they are often treated as third-class citizens. Yet they find their strength in silence and sometimes isolated from their entire families and communities. The following stories of six brave Christian women we've come alongside are a testament to the resilience and strength they find in the Lord in light of the trauma they've experienced. And three of the women will be on part two. Layla, a 43-year-old widow, did not have support from her community after her husband died. She was uneducated and didn't have much job experience. I tried hard to find a job and worked in a sewing factory where it was long working hours and little pay, but we were content with what we had, she said. That was until she was laid off due to rising costs and inflation. She found work for a Muslim family as a housemaid and was treated well for a while. The family decided to host a large birthday party for their 20-year-old son, and due to the extra work, Layla enlisted the help of her teenage daughter for the night of the party. Layla was serving food when she had a realization. Suddenly, I looked around and did not find my daughter. I went looking for her and heard muffled screams and found the birthday boy trying to rape her. His mother came in and said, "Let him do what he wants, and we will pay you. You are Christians and have no morals." When I gathered my strength, I shouted to call for help from the guests, but the family accused my daughter of theft, and no one believed me. Layla was out of a job with no means to provide for her daughter. ICC helped her start a clothing and linen business, so she was able to leave the household and support her family. And she says, "I would like to thank our Lord, because even in the midst of the most difficult situation, God saved us and never abandoned us. I want to thank you for the project you provided for me." And Samira, "My problem started after my husband died, when I had to work. I worked in a room service in a small hotel downtown. I was exposed to a lot of harassment. One day I delivered an order to a room and was about to take the elevator. One of the guests followed me and took the elevator with me and offered me money for sex. I asked the owner of the hotel to move me out of room service as I could no longer tolerate customer harassment. His response was, 'You are young and beautiful and you can make money working in room service, but you have to be smart.' My request was rejected, so I left work. With little work experience, Samira's job options were limited, and many other options for inexperienced women often involve risks involving harassment that can lead to violence. All I want is to live in the fear of God and be able to provide for my three children," she said. After hearing of her struggles to find a safe job, ICC helped her start her own small business to sell clothes and other goods to customers to independently provide for her family. "Thanks to you, I can now work on my own business and support my children. I hope you remember me in your prayers and thank you for your help," said Samira. And Miriam, "My name is Miriam. I married a widower with children. Throughout our marriage, I took care of his children as well as the children we had together. After my husband died, his children converted to Islam, kicked me out of the apartment. I went to church and they helped me by renting an apartment," said Miriam. She continued to tell us her story. Excuse me. "The area where the apartment is in a slum. Christians are a minority and Muslims are extremists. However, I had no choice. The church paid the rent and I found work as a cleaner. Of course, it was not easy for a woman to live alone with her two daughters in an area like this. I have a Muslim neighbor who is always harassing me. In the end, I'm an adult and I can protect myself, but the neighbor was always taking advantage of my absence at work and knocking on my daughter's door. Because I always warn my daughters never to open the door to anyone, they did not respond to him. A month ago, on my daughter's way back from school, this neighbor was waiting for them near the house. He told them to go with him and said, 'I sent him to bring them to our relative's house.' They were terrified and ran home. Since then, she has not gone to work in fear of the neighbor returning to do worse. ICC helped Miriam start a small business to tailor clothes out of her home so that she can stay home and make a living for her family while protecting her daughters. She said, I would like to thank you for your help, and now I feel assured about my daughters because I do not have to leave them alone for long hours, and they will go with me everywhere. I thank God that he responded to me, looked at my weakness, and supported me. Oh, I feel for these women. This is gut-wrenching, the horrors they have to face as Christians and being widows.
Well, you know, if you look at what's happening in America with all these illegals coming across the border, we're finding an uptick in raping and murdering of women and killing other people.
And children.
Yeah.
It's children. Horrifying.
And so make no mistake, you know, yeah, it's terrible.
It is.
You know, and if you can imagine, they accuse Christians of not having morals when Christians are the one with the morals.
Yeah. And I hate the way the women are treated in the Middle Eastern countries, you know, like third-class citizens.
Yeah.
And they're just treated horrible. And God never meant for women to be treated like that, or men either.
No.
Or children.
Yeah. Well, we are in Pakistan, and this story is common. Police in Pakistan are pressuring a young Christian woman to withdraw charges against two Muslims who raped, blackmailed, and tried to forcibly convert her to Islam, according to sources. You know how many times, you know, you and I have read that? We've read that same thing. And, of course, they want to rape them in order to shame them and then try to get them to convert to Islam and marry them.
Yeah.
But, see, they're not going to be the main wife. They have others for that. The 26-year-old woman, a resident of Islamabad, whose name is withheld, she is a rape victim. And a sub-inspector was harassing and warning her to drop the charges against another person and his friend. And so he was basically blackmailing her into silence. And now, can you believe this? He blackmailed her with mobile phone video recordings of the sexual assault. Now, what kind of an Yahoo, I've got a name for him, would do that? Record the rape and then give it to the cop or whoever, you know, this guy that's standing up. They raped her multiple times over the past 4 months. So they just do it again and again. In September, Hussein had borrowed a large sum of money from the woman's mother, and the following month, he told the young woman to accompany him to the home in, another town of a friend, who had given him money so it could repay her. And so when they reached the... God... You know, you would think they would see this coming. Why are they, you know, they just go with them. You don't go with them. You tell them to get lost.
Yeah, but they, it's a different world over there.
And so he left her in another room because he was going to make a call, right? So his friend comes in. As soon as the other guy left, and has an AK-47 with him. He fired a bullet on the wall to scare me and then sexually assaulted me, disregarding my cries for mercy. I cannot express the horror I suffered in those moments as my mind and body went completely numb. After assaulting me, he made videos of me with his cell phone and threatened that he would share them on social media if I reported the incident and did not surrender. The nightmare was only beginning, she said, and they continue to blackmail her with videos. I was completely helpless and had no choice. My father has passed away, and I did not want my widowed mother to suffer the pain of my whoring fate. And the other guy started forcing him to meet his friends and threatening to release the videos if I did not comply. So she finally wound up pregnant. And so when she told those two who were raping her, they forced her to convert to Islam by gunpoint. And when she resisted, this guy attacked her with kicks and punches, and she miscarried. So she shared her plight with her mother. Her mother broke down when she heard about her suffering, but she told me not to worry. She then took me to the police station where I narrated my story and showed evidence of the blackmailing and filed a rape case against Waleed and Hussein. I also appealed to the police to recover the blackmailed content from them. And the charges were filed, but instead of arresting the suspect, the police tipped him. Oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
See, that happens over there all the time. You know. And you know what we see in America? We see in America following some of the same stuff. Not over rape and stuff like this. But there's a lot of corruption in this country right here. And so they have been threatening her ever since. And she registered another case against two Muslims who were threatening to kill her. And so instead of giving her justice, the police investigating officer is trying to intimidate her to withdraw the case.
Yeah.
And this ain't the whole thing. You can go to ChristianDaily.com and look for the article, Christian Rape Victim in Pakistan Pressured to Withdraw Charges. ChristianDaily.com, Christian Rape Victim in Pakistan Pressured to Withdraw Charges. Isn't that a crock?
It's awful. And that investigating officer also told her that since she's a Christian, she didn't stand a chance against the powerful criminals.
Well, that's probably true.
May God's justice prevail.
Well, they've got Sharia law over there, but it isn't just. It ain't just for the Christians, that's for sure.
No, it's not.
And then they pressure these women in just to fulfill their own frickin' lusts. And we have the same thing here. I see a lot of these immigrants, you know, and you know, they're raping and murdering and killing, and the police catch some of them. And they're not huge, but boy, there's some of them that are cold-blooded murderers. You can just take one look at them. Now, the next one, this is from Global Christian Relief. And, you know, this talks about God's Word, you know, the Bible. It is really important to get the Word of God to the believers. In Mozambique, Africa, because of extreme violence, now, you can imagine what it is, Islamic terrorism. 800,000 people have been displaced.
You know, that's more people than in the whole state of Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing of it is that, you know, all this information comes via all the various people that, you know, that have boots on the ground over there, you know... There's not a lot of the rest of the world that will print these articles or even discuss this stuff.
Nope.
And so the days when you're going through this violent extremism and you have 800,000, I mean, that's 800,000, 900,000, a million. You know, you're not far from a million people here.
That's right.
And so you think about extremism, violence, you know, people killing. Now here, they say Islamic terrorists destroyed their homes, churches, and villages. They, of course, it says leaving pregnant women, children, and the elderly to fend for themselves. And so they ask, where are they going to sleep? Where will their next meal come from? How will they earn a living? What are they going to do to be safe? With only seconds to spare, those who escape these attacks, and they say vile attacks, they usually leave all their belongings behind. Now, if you read in the Bible, when it tells you about certain events in the Bible, you know, if you're up on the rooftop, don't go down in your house to get anything. Just keep going and get out of there in order to save your life. And that's really the biblical teaching. You get out of there. With only seconds to spare, you know, they'll leave everything behind. They desperately need one thing, and that's the Bible. And so, if you give, you know, Global Christian Relief, they have solar-powered, handheld audio Bibles, and they give those to their persecuted family in Mozambique and beyond. Now, I saw a picture of these little things. It's right here. We got one right here. And it's just a little handheld thing. You can listen to the Bible.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, somebody recorded the entire Bible, put it on a small thing there, and they've got this thing wrapped up into that little thing. And I think that's so great, you know, having something like that.
That's amazing.
Half of the population of Mozambique is illiterate. So, hey.
This is the perfect gift.
Yeah. So Romans 10:15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." And so, you know, make no mistake about it, the WIBR Warren Radio, Tower and I have a list of these organizations. And if you don't know who to give to, you can contact us on our website and we can give you a name of some of these. And, you know, because we have a certain amount that goes out. And it goes out to those that we are supporting at this time, which we've been supporting. And so we make it a point. You know, at Warren Radio, we're just not telling you about this, but, you know, we have finances that go directly to them. And these finances does not come from other people. These finances come from out of our own hands working and providing. And so I can't stress enough for you to give to these people. You know, this is globalchristianrelief.org. Globalchristianrelief.org. So help them out. This would be great for them. And, of course, Mozambique, you know, it's poor anyway.
You know, the thing about this is that people would rather have the Word of God than, you know, they want that more than anything.
Yeah, more than food. Yeah.
Yes.
We've heard that time and time again.
Yes, we have.
Over and over. They want the Word of God. And in North Korea, That's the one thing we hear. They want the Word of God.
That's right.
Now, living in America, you may think that's foolish. But I got news for you. I have been warning America for a long time. Tower and I both have. And, you know, it's not always going to be this easy peasy in this country. There are crooks that have gotten into the White House. There's crooks. And I'm not talking about Joe Biden. There are people you never see behind the scenes that are working to destroy most of the civilized world that we live on. Because they've got their own agenda. And the Lord knows this because in Scripture it says, He will destroy those who have destroyed the earth. And when you destroy the earth, you destroy those who are on the earth. Now see, that's a dumb moment. Yeah, of course you destroy the people. And I could give you a few names right now. Okay, Tower, you ready?
Yes. This is part two of our Middle East Women Persecuted. And this story, this is Fatima.
You got about 9 minutes.
Okay, that's enough. I got married to my husband and we were very happy. But that happiness did not last long. We were Christians in a majority Muslim area. Fatima began as she told her harrowing story to us. I was subjected to a lot of harassment that would be difficult for any young woman to endure. They were uttering obscene words and threats such as, "We will bring you to us, and Islam is the solution for people like you." A lot of things happening like this, and I was afraid to tell my husband because I didn't want to get him in trouble. I hoped that they would limit themselves to verbally expressing their hatred for us Christians. But no. More than that, they tried many times to take advantage of my husband going out to work and knocking on my door. At that time, I felt that I could not bear my fear, so I decided to tell my husband. And she called him at work and told him what was going on. And he left work. And when he got there, there was 3 men waiting for him outside. They beat him on the head and the body with a stick, causing him to lose consciousness. After he fell to the ground, the attackers fled, and that was when she threatened to call the police. And they said, "You Christians, you worshippers of the cross, will not be able to do anything. This is our city, and we will cleanse it of people like you. Either you are with us or against us, and whoever resists us will not live." They spent the night in fear, they spent the night praying to God to save them from the attackers, and one of them entered the window of their apartment and turned on the gas, intending for them to die of suffocation. But that didn't work out well for the attackers, and they fled the city to where her uncle lives. And the husband has been working for a couple months, and they're dreaming of being able to get their own place again. She said, "We've been through difficult times and we're terrified of extremists. But now we feel safe and we thank you for supporting us. May our Lord bless you." And Hannah comes from a Muslim family but received Jesus as her Savior when she was 17 years old. Secretly, Hannah grew in faith and lived for Christ but did not tell anyone in her family for fear of them turning on her. Her family married her to a Muslim man, and she could not refuse. She lived with her husband and raised 3 children. She constantly took them to church and baptized them, and they received Jesus as their Savior. And unfortunately, Hannah's husband discovered her and her children's faith and threatened to take everything away from them. Her oldest son went off to Ukraine for school and joined the military. When the war started, to make income for himself and send to his mother. And unfortunately, he was killed in the war. And her husband refused to give her and her surviving daughters any money, so she had no means of making money. And the husband kicked her out and kept the daughters. And she said she did not know what to do. She was a mother who lost her son and was about to lose her daughters because of her husband. And she hoped to get help to rent a flat with her daughters so they could live with her to protect them from the cruel father. But ICC was able to help Hannah with rent. And now her and her two daughters are with her and they're safe. And she said, I would like to thank God and thank you for this apartment because we were desperate. But thanks to your generous support, I have a place to live. Now my daughters can live with me and leave their evil father. And Sarah, her story begins when her husband met a Muslim woman. His behavior changed and he became abusive toward her and would disappear for days. And after that, he converted to Islam, divorced Sarah, and left her with her children to shame, disgrace, and need. She said, I spent the worst days of my life, and then I decided to leave my hometown and move so I could support my children away from their father. I worked in cleaning houses and stairs, and I received a small wage that is barely enough for us. I have difficulties paying the rent. And in order to help her move away from her abusive ex-husband, ICC helped Sarah help pay for Sarah's rent. She says, I want to thank you very much for your help you have given me because of your project. We will not need anyone's help as I work as a cleaner and we can live with the money I earn. I thank God for answering my prayers.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, that's just sickening what these people would do.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple minutes.
Okay, can you imagine
the
husband converting to Islam?
Yeah.
It's idiotic, but anyway.
Well, see, men may not have the starch in their genes like these women do.
That's true.
Because they're always fighting off these corrupt men.
That's
Father,
true.
We thank you for all the stories of all these people. We pray that you would intervene in every instant and every
part in
every story we read with everybody that we mention, Father. Move on them and help them, provide for them, keep them safe, keep them from the evil, and bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. And let those who hear these stories receive the stories and pray for the persecuted church and help financially anyone of a non-profit that does this kind of help. So, Father, thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay,
thank
Tower.
You, Lord. Well, here we are at the end of the show, and we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. We always appreciate when you're here with us. It's such a blessing to have you, and we love you, and we always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Thank you for all you do for Him, and please pray for your persecuted brothers and sisters around the world and pray for us as we pray for you. Stay safe and look to the Lord. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Be sure to check out our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And don't forget to check out Materializing of Evil, The Light Bearer and Orion's Shadow. We've got two articles on that. So stop by our website at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Also, check out my recent book, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith, a Christian fiction thriller. Get a copy. You can go to our websites. And there's a lot of places you can get it. And get the book, read it, and then let us know. Tell us what you think. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. Until next time, be safe. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.